For the first time in Utah history, kokanee salmon will be part of the fish species at Jordan L. Reservoir.
We're trying to attract anglers, and we're trying to see what would fit best with Jordan L. Reservoir and the conditions that we have there. It's really a deep reservoir, and the species that are there currently, smallmouth bass, rainbow trout, brown trout, they don't utilize that deeper water as much as the kokanee salmon would.
Mike Slater of the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources says the group that helped the DWR bring kokanee to the reservoir wanted to attract local tourists and anglers, which have dwindled in recent years. The Jordan L. Reservoir Working Group is a group of local anglers and citizens. In addition to that, Slater says people are going to be able to see a wildlife viewing opportunity.
In the fall, in 3 to 4 years, when these salmon mature, a bunch of redfish will be coming up and people will be able to view that and see that over in Rock Cliff arm of Jordan L. State Park.
In the past 2 weeks, the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources have released 35,000 salmon into Jordan L. Reservoir. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Nick Herman.